This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. The strong arm story of the day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Well, the Falcons are looking for a new head coach. They are looking for a new general manager. And we are also adding a position, guys. That's right. The Falcons are now going to have a president, Mike, of football operations. And we do not know who that's going to be. We believe that Matt Ryan's going to be involved in some way, shape, or form, but we cannot confirm that quite yet. Thursday, there's a press conference. We will be there, and, of course, our owner, Arthur Blank, will get a chance to speak.
Quick question for you before we get to everything else. We got a man, the show flew today, by the way. Thanks for all your calls, your passion about the Falcons. What if we interviewed and we hired Mike McDonald, who went over to Seattle and won 10 games his first year, now is 14-3, the number one seed? What if we had hired Mike McDonald? How could he have weathered the Kirk Cousins thing? Again, I know it's a parallel universe. You think we'd be firing a coach today if Mike McDonald was hired?
So this is what I know about Mike McDonald. Came from the Ravens. Mike, really, really respected in the Ravens organization. And many of you may or may not remember, Falcons say they were interested in Mike McDonald. We talked about this.
Yeah, two interviews, right?
Was it a phone call? Was it a phone call?
Did he make it to Arthur's yacht?
That's the thing. The whole, you know, when you talk about these second and third interviews or how many ever it's going to take to get a guy, or you feel like, hey, we're in on this, you know, final decision. Sometimes, and I said this to Mike, when you go through these coaching interviews, again, Clint Kubiak, guys, is he flying from Seattle to Atlanta as they get ready for a game?
No, not for the playoffs.
No. So when you talk about these Zoom calls, right, Mike, you can say I interviewed him. If it doesn't go any further, you could say, well, we're going to interview him again, and then maybe it's another Zoom call. Once I get face-to-face with you, that's when I believe these interviews get really serious.
Right.
But these Zoom calls are just, hey, we're interested. Oh, we love what you're doing. Well, I'm very interested in you guys. I have a great affinity for what you guys are doing. I don't look at that as just being the end-all. I think once you get to that face-to-face, to your point, being on the yacht with Arthur, as Bill Belichick was, and then realize he wasn't getting the job, that's when I think things get real serious.
Right. I mean, don't know where they're going to go with this guy. Hit me up. He says, you know, why does it have to be an OC? He said Arthur Smith was a first-time head coach. Well, again, we're never going to hire another OC as a head coach. I mean, come on. I mean, we went with Raheem, and he's under 500 for his career.
It has to be an OC. And I shouldn't say that. It doesn't have to be an OC. It feels like it's going to be because we got a young quarterback.
Yes, and you're going to have to, one way or the other, it's either going to be Penix Jr. or somebody else in the next draft.
Yes.
And you're going to have that guy.
Yep.
And I think we still have, as we said, enough pieces around, so it's not like the cupboard is bare. The one thing I found interesting, Arthur Blank laid it out in an open letter today to the audience and to the Falcon fans about how they're going to strip it down, and they're going to basically try to make the whole process less convoluted. In an open letter that was about as long as War and Peace. You know, I mean, we can start with bullet points, Arthur. Just a thought, because it just kind of, to me, the irony in that is, it's like, wow, we're talking a lot about what we're going to be doing here. First things first, streamline it. I know some guys are lukewarm on the Matt Ryan idea. Otherwise, I think it's a brilliant idea to have him involved in some way.
You know what, though? Seriously. I gotta be honest with you guys. This is the Mike Bell that I know. This has nothing to do with this letter being wrong. This is Mike going, okay, enough already. I know what I've read in the first paragraph. I know what you want to do.
Right.
But Arthur feels committed, Mike, to let the fan base know, here's what I'm attempting to do.
And look, I do appreciate him taking ownership. We all know the buck stops with him. We kind of wanted to hear him say this earlier in the season, but as we now learned, they had the Sportology guys basically going underneath the fingernails of the operation, deep dive, and realizing it's broken. So, I mean, I don't know. A guy said to me earlier, we said, hey, if we had beaten the Jets, we're in the playoffs? Yeah. And then Raheem would have had a reprieve. But we didn't, because they couldn't. Take your pick of the five or six games that blew the season for us.
To answer your question, though, would it have been different? I don't know. What I do know is he is a great defensive mind, and I do think they have the best defense in the league right now. I'm talking about Seattle. If you've not watched them, you saw them come beat us, right? You guys saw that. Yeah. But if you've not watched their other games this year, they're solid. Defensively, he's behind that, and he's come in, Mike, and they already – we talk about identity. Immediately, they have an identity. And then think about what they did, right? They went out and got a journeyman and a quarterback that a lot of people said, oh, you're going to pay him $100 million.
Right.
But he knew he had the right coordinator in place to run the system. Seattle runs more play action than anybody in the league. That is why Sam Darnold is having this success. And, oh, by the way, he's got a guy named Njigba who may be the best wide receiver in the league.
Right.
Like, there are pieces there that you just go, okay, would he have had that here? With Bijan and Drake and our quarterback situation. So I don't know if it would have been different, but I do know he went there, and a lot of people said he's got a lot of work to do, and in two short years, they are legitimate.
I mean, you saw it with Sam Darnold. That's why I like Clint Kubiak. You know, you're not seeing Sam Darnold choking games away like he did at the end of the season last year with Minnesota. Kubiak's been around. He had to stop with the Saints the last year of Dennis Allen's year down there before they hired Kellen Moore. But he's been around the league, and we talked about the pedigree. That's the guy I'd love to see. But again, we'll find out. Just how this works. I believe in one voice, Carl, one guy.
One voice.
And you hope, and again, but this is why you spend all the money with these consulting firms to vet the right guy. So you vet a guy who comes in. I mean, look, if you ask Arthur Smith how to boil water, he'd give you six pages on it, right? I mean, simple, easy. Let's and one voice, one direction. But does that guy have to listen to Matt Ryan? Is he willing to do that? There's a lot of questions to be answered in how this process is going to play out.
Yeah, look, and again, I'm not jumping the gun. If Matt is announced as the guy with this position, great. I just think that a lot of people just assume that's going to be the situation. It may be something with him, but it may not be all of it. It may be something, but maybe not all of what we think it's going to be. Either way, Mike, we are going to find out, and then we can ask all of these questions to Arthur, and I know he'll give us long answers when it comes to how he sees this. Hey, man, want to remind you guys, Chris has got the Bridge Show coming up tonight. We got Hawks basketball. I mentioned rumors in regards to Trae Young. Mike, you or maybe Day-Day mentioned about an hour ago that for the first time, and I said this, guys, since Trae got here, what are we, year eight now?
Right.
He's never once said he might be willing to go and play somewhere else. And Marcus Spears, you said, was reporting that maybe for the first time, Trae is open to the idea.
Mm.
So it just opens up another can of worms when you talk about the Hawks and where this is going. Look, I think it's going to get resolved. If you ask me right now, Hawks fans, and I'm not saying it's the right thing, I just think it might be due to timing. The team plays differently and has this season without him.
Right.
I think you're more talented than you've been without him, and it's showing. And you said it. JJ, I call him JJ. Jalen Johnson, guys, a legitimate star in this league. And when Trae came back and we said, you got to learn how to coexist, they weren't able to do that. Now Trae is back on the shelf, Mike, with this injury. Is this going to be an all-year nagging thing?
Well, that's it. We never got to see him with Porzingis. We need help in the front court. Like, you're not going to get it from Porzingis. I still think they're going to move him at the trade deadline, although nobody wants to
Porzingis?
Admit it. Yeah, Porzingis.
Yeah.
Trae, look, I mean, you could argue Jalen Johnson could bring the ball up, and you can go draft another point guard in the meantime, right? I mean, Jalen can handle the rock. You're seeing it. He can do all that stuff.
And so can Nikhil.
And so, and by the way, these guys are going for 30 every night.
Every night.
So, look, it's not Trae's fault that they didn't get better people to work with prior. But it sucks now because we can't see him. And again, I can't really yell at Quinn Snyder if Trey's not on the floor to make it work. But I'm not impressed with Quinn Snyder either.
Yeah. One other thing I want to mention, and I'm sure we'll get more into this. There's just so much football news, and specifically with our team. By the way, you need to be here every day. You need to be listening every day because there's going to be different news that drops. I'm telling you right now, when it comes to the Falcons hires and, more importantly, how this happens and what goes down.
Hey, real quick, I just mentioned Shams Charania. Just in, Hawks All-Star Trae Young and his agents Aaron Mintz, Drew Morrison, and Austin Brown are working with the franchise on a trade.
There it is.
Sources telling ESPN. Young's reps and the Hawks have started collaborative talks over the last week on finding a resolution.
So they state your source.
Well, we are.
ESPN, Shams.
First time that's ever happened. Since he's been here, all these rumors about Trey and we're going to trade him. So for all the folks who are like, hey, don't trade Trey, his agent is now looking. Where he's going to go, Mike, and if this happens, Trey's going to pick a place. This is not going to be, you know, Trey in La La Land somewhere that's a loserville. Right. Like I've seen, you know, oh, the Wizards are – he ain't going to the Wizards, guys. Like, I get it. You want to say, well, what choice does he have?
You mean like garden spot of the Western Hemisphere, Sacramento?
Yes. When you start talking about these places. But I also know, Trey understands this, his legacy and his paycheck have to do with where he's going to end up.
Right. But does somebody else out there believe he's that guy that Trey thinks he is?
And what are we getting back, by the way?
They don't want to play there.
Why?
They don't think he's a good leader. They don't think he's a good teammate. This is not coming from me. This is coming from Joe Blow over here.
Come on, Pat. Pat Beverly, come on, man. Mike,
yeah.
What are we getting two first-rounders for Trae Young?
I don't think that's – I think they tried to get that last year. You couldn't get it. That was what we were – like, we were under the impression they tried to move Trae last year at the deadline. They couldn't even come close to what they wanted.
No.
So I think Hawks fans, I get it. It's not fair. It's you wish that they'd built on the 21. Talk to wrestler. He wouldn't spend the money. I said it year after year after year. Why don't we get into that different – the aprons, that convoluted cap stuff, which no one understands. We stood pat. We never improved the team around him. You know, and the DeJounte Murray thing was an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
But here we are. So now, I mean, you have a great memory of 21. You have that great memory of him taking over at Madison Square Garden. But unfortunately, we never built on it. You know, so I'm not saying he can't be that guy here. It's just the timing for Trey has sucked here. The organization has not supported him. I haven't been impressed with the coaching staff. Now we got the best team he's ever had. And he can't stay healthy.
All right.
Trey, you can score all the points you want.
Oh, come on, Pat. Again. They are working collaboratively with the organization, his folks, his reps, to come to a resolution.
A collaboration around here.
Well, you know what the resolution is, Mike? I'm gone. Right. That's the resolution is right. I'm out. It's where I'm going to end up. We will have more on this. See what I'm talking about? You need to be here every day, every hour. This is what I'm talking about. You just do not know what's going to go down.
This is truly a Black Monday, Carl.
Oh, thank you, Day-Day. And tune into our pre-show, guys. You can get it on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube.
Did you say that over the air, Oren?
And
how about a Black Russian, Carl?
We do it every day at around 11, 10, 11:15-ish. But a chance for you to chime in and subscribe to Dukes and Bell on the line, guys.
Yeah.
You can get all of our content. All right, I know we got to get out of here. Is there anything else we got breaking?
No, we're good right now.
All right. Stay tuned. Turtles on the way. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9.
Oh!
The game.
No, it's no more breaking news. Stop it. All right, man. Big shout out to you. This is a turbulent time for our franchise. But we're going to come out of this. We're keeping our fingers crossed that all the decisions that need to be made are going to be made and help us get to where we want to be. Where is that? Dukes and Bell, Super Bowl. Winners. Consistent winners.
Right.
Consistent playoffs. Mike, the talk of the NFL. Exciting offense. Defenses that continue to get sacks but also get off the field. Just a really good team.
Right.
That's what we want. And we got to find the right leadership to get it done. So thanks to you guys, man. It's going to be interesting. This offseason has officially started. We want you here every day. Big O, great job behind the glass. Also, Day-Day executive producing. Mike Bell, let's get out of here, man. Clear your throat.
I think for the most part, we flushed it out with the audience. Some guys that are still dying on that hill that Raheem shouldn't have gotten fired. Guys, he didn't handle the details. Small details. It turned into big things like the special teams. We've covered it. Take any of those losses, Carl, that were a one-possession game that we just couldn't make the play. or the play wasn't called correctly, or you had to call a timeout, and your clock management never got better. The guy that I do feel bad for is Terry Fontenot, because if Raheem could have just found a way to beat the Jets or beat Carolina, then Terry Fontenot doesn't lose his gig. And the best move he made is the James Pierce trade. Yes, I know it sucks next year. We're watching the draft, and we won't have, oh, man, we don't have a first-rounder. We got James Pierce Jr., 10.5 sacks, to Carl's point. And part of that trade with the Rams, we've also got a guy, Xavier Watts. We got the 101st pick in that trade. We moved up 5 to 96. We have two of the best young...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Defensive players in the league. So if nothing else, thanks to Terry Fontenot for resetting the defense.
Yeah, man. Good call. Tua Tagovailoa says, hey, if I could get a fresh start, that'd be dope. I'm not making this up. Those are his words. It would be dope. Considering he got benched at the end of the season. What Tua is saying is he wants out of Miami.
Yeah.
Who wants Tua is the question. Hey, if you love the show.
Tell your friends.
If you don't.
Your favorite quarterback has a noodle arm.
Oh, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.